Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. It is the second to the last day of July 2018, and amazing things are happening. We have a 4.1% growth in the last quarter. We're going to talk about a lot of those things. We have also the launch of our second batch of our Red Deer Velvet DR is in the process right now. We have the powder and the labels to the bottling company. They're saying it could be as early as this Friday we'll have it bottled. So we'll give you a notice. You can pre-order your Red Deer Velvet DR. You also can request a free protocol anytime you like to try to help you with getting well without toxic polypharmacy. Just by going to contact us at NutriMedical.com or call Michelle at 888-212-8871 or Chris. So Josh Burns, oh good, we don't have Josh yet, we're working on it. Okay, so lots of stuff happening geopolitically and otherwise. What's going on, of course, is this thing about the tape with the former attorney for Trump is kind of like blown out and ridiculous. It's really not important when we have to deal with things like proliferation of nuclear weapons in Korea, the trade deal with Europe with level trade, denuclearization and SALT II treaties with Russia. All kinds of stuff that's going on is really important, including especially the economy. My guess is not only will we get funding for the wall, but we'll also get funding to deal with the immigration and DACA issues. Very possibly it could happen even before the 2018 elections if they hustle up this next week. So I think I hear a click. I think we have Josh there. Josh, you have lots to cover. Why don't you get started from the top? What, I can hear an echo, though. You must have a speakerphone on.
How's that? Is that a little bit better?
Yes, better. I don't hear an echo now. No, I hear an echo. I do hear an echo now, actually. It's not as loud, though.
Okay. Well, maybe we just have a off connection, but...
are you on phone or Skype? Are you on phone or Skype today?
It's Skype.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening. We were getting the echo's gone now. That's good. Okay. Josh, why don't you get started from the top? There's lots of things to cover. The 4.1 in the last quarter, growth rate's amazing. We still have the craziness of the Cohen attorney thing. They're trying to make a lot of hay out of it, the media. The left are so insane, they'll take anything and blow it out of proportion ridiculously. You know, to be honest with you, Trump's previous sex life to being president is none of our business, and I could care less. And right. To be honest with you, it's a major distraction when the president's trying to do his job that the media and the left and the Democrats are trying to distract from real collusion with the Democratic Party. That's coming up more and more every day. And they want to deal with the sexual exploits of a New York realtor, a billionaire, who's now 73 years of age, as if he's just not going to have a past sexual history. It's like, are you kidding me? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. And look, Rudy Giuliani is correct that collusion is not a crime.
Right.
Obstruction is. Obstruction of justice is. Perjury is. But collusion is not a crime. So, as he says, and what it says on the judge report is they don't have a G damn thing. So, I think that, you know, if they had anything, they wouldn't be sending it over to the Southern District of New York to let them finish it up. So, I don't know. You know, we've got these tapes. We've got, you know, Michael Cohen. We've got Avenatti. We've got all these other nefarious characters sitting in the background. But ultimately, do they have any proof after 18 months? And I believe that answer is no.
Right. And the fact is that Trump is very competent. He's a non-politician, which is why he even makes the best stand-up comedian about Trump is Trump himself. That's why when these other stand-up comedians try to make jokes about Trump, even off kilter jokes or trying to slander him, he actually makes the fun of the fact that he's a president better than anybody else. He's actually quite a good stand-up comedian, isn't he?
He really is. He's very funny. I love text messages that he did over the weekend attacking Mueller and attacking the witch hunt, because that's exactly what it is. But yeah, I mean, you know, he's just he's one of those old school New Yorkers that usually, you know, have a good way about them to make people laugh and carry on and all that other good stuff.
And not take himself too seriously while he's dealing with business. And
right.
It's amazing how he multitasks. He's able to do five or six things all at once.
It's incredible. I mean, look, you know, he's ready to meet with the Iranians anytime. He just met with, you know, the North Koreans. He met with Putin. Meanwhile, we've got all these leftists just trying to destroy him in both parties, coming against his agenda to make America great again. It's just ridiculous, and it's not going to work.
I think the average American is getting pretty fed up with it. I heard that one third of Democrats want a socialist leader. That's only a third. Now, if the Democrats were stupid enough to go to Ocasio-Cortez or Sanders, and Sanders is even getting more extreme than the previous Sanders version we had, they're going to destroy the Democratic Party for good.
Well, look, that's what you would hope. But, you know, when you see poll after poll after poll of these young millennials and the younger generation embracing socialism, mainly because they don't know what it is and what it's all about, it's a scary thing. And that's why you can see, you know, a 28-year-old former bartender get and beat and take down the fourth highest-ranking Democrat in Congress. That should be a wake-up call and a warning sign to anyone who thinks that the youth are not embracing socialism. It's just not true. Unfortunately, they are.
Well, socialism for them is, getting freebies from society, staying in mom's basement at age 30, you know, not really getting a career path, and just kind of messing around. I mean, that's what I see the young people nowadays. I don't see them mature as we were in our age. We had to be responsible, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think if this Ocasio-Ortiz character really wants to be a socialist, then how about that she works, if she is elected, how about she work for free and doesn't get paid anything? No salary, no pension, no benefits, no nothing. You want to be a complete socialist? Go ahead. Put your money where your mouth is. How about you do that? You take your money and you get no money and you donate it to charity or whatever. They're not going to do that because they're only socialists when it counts, you know, in political terms. But otherwise, they don't care. That's why she grew up in the lap of luxury, in a really nice area, beautiful town and everything else, in an affluent area. Meanwhile, she tries to say that she's, you know, Jenny from the Bronx. Give me a break.
Well, I think if she does do a tour, she's going to embarrass herself. Because even the audience that likes to support her are going to ask some questions that are going to say, are you kidding?
Yeah.
First off, what they want, for example, is top-down health care that will be very expensive with a giant bureaucracy. What I want is what's called which is just a doctor and patient, just a VAT, to pay the county to hire people at reasonable prices, get rid of malpractices. The cost of health care isn't crazy. And also rationalize. I mean, do you need to have as many PET scanners and CT scanners and certain specialists in our country? We don't have an even distribution, do we? And we had a national licensure, they'd go where the business is, where they could actually get a job. Because what we have right now is a healthcare system that's too expensive, too interventionary, too tilted toward drugs rather than natural therapy or other therapies, very much against innovation. And as a result, it's killing Americans every day, and the government lets it happen, and it's driving the costs of healthcare through the ceiling, which is hurting every American business in the country.
Well, that's all true. And I think if, God forbid, we, you know, we lose Congress or they take over at some point, you're looking at Medicare for all. You're looking at Sanders Care on steroids. You're looking at Obamacare basically with the doors blown off of it and having the government do a one-payer system.
I've got Medicare. I'm 66. And it's not cheap because I have to pay. My Part B is more than what I had to pay when I was over at Kaiser. So if anybody thinks Medicare is free, they're out of their mind. Medicare only covers a tiny portion of everything that's called health care. The rest of it you either have to pay out of pocket with a separate insurance policy or pay cash. I mean, they don't understand this, do they?
No.
If you think a Canadian style system is good, yeah. Anything serious, they just decide not to do you if you're a certain age, or they even try to entertain the idea if you're a smoker. Some years ago in Ontario, they weren't even going to do bypass surgery on you or cancer treatment if you're a smoker. So, welcome socialists, thank you. Why don't they just read some history about the last century, how many millions of people were killed by socialism?
Are you one?
And so we have less than 100 days now before the election, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And the Democrats are really, they're just horrible people. I'm sorry. If you're a Democrat, you're just a terrible person if you agree with the way that your party is conducting itself and its behavior. Now what they're trying to do is they are trying, this is unbelievable, to push the Kavanaugh nomination till after the midterm. This is insanity at its highest degree. We need to figure out a way to get him confirmed yesterday, because the Senate is so important. This judge in particular is so important to get onto the bench immediately so that we can start protecting our liberties and freedoms and everything else for years and generations to come. They're going to try to ask for every single document. They're going to ask for his, you know, third grade project in kindergarten, you know, in elementary school. They're going to ask to see his first, you know, his first diaper. I mean, they're asking for every single document on Kavanaugh that they can in order to stall this this nomination. So we've got to make sure that Mitch McConnell doesn't buy into this and either creates a new parliamentary decision or trick or tactic to make
I think they should have a clear. I don't think they need to have 60 votes. I think they just need 51. So, to me, no matter what they're.
But what I'm trying to say is they're going to try to stall this until after the midterms. And look, the way the midterms are shaping up right now, you know, we might see how crazy the left is and everything else, but smell blood in the water, and they're only 23 seats away, I believe, from taking them out. So,
yeah, in other words, it's like the story you're trying to say is a good pundit looking at this soberly. There's a number of what I call delusional young people that may vote, or people on the left that are so enraged for no good reason that they may actually kind of screw up the American economy and, of course, the world economy, and screw up things like peace treaties with Russia, denuclearization of North Korea, everything fly apart just because they want to be in power. That's how bad it is. It's they don't really care about America or Americans. They just want to be in power.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely true. Absolutely correct in what you just said. And the bottom line is that we risk all of that. We risk all of the progress that this president has made in the 18 months. And I hate to say this, not that I want to give up on the House. That's not what I'm saying here. But we ought to concentrate on making sure that not only we keep the Senate, but that we expand our power in the Senate, because when it comes down to nominations and things of that nature, the Senate is where it's at. That's where it's most important.
I'll give you a couple of points that I think Trump should consider. I think they need a bunch of short, very precise bills to deal with things like infrastructure and immigration, like a cut-down bill that's a Part A, if you want to call it. Part B can come later. For very different issues like the infrastructure, like the 2.0 economy for the regular working people to extend things. And if he does these short bills through the Congress, also, it was very clever of them to actually put that bill forward suggesting that we're going to abolish ICE, and of course they just said present. I mean, how can the Democrats say present when they should have voted no? It's just insane
exactly.
to say you're going to get rid of the entire police force, the control of drug cartels and human traffickers and so on in the country, and yet they said present? You've got to be kidding. These people, if they were in a job in a normal business and they said present, and they weren't actually at the business doing their work that day, they would be fired. Why aren't they fired?
Exactly. And look, he called them out on their own BS, and when they realized that they were being called out, they tried to scurry like little cockroaches, and that's why they voted present. But you're right. And I hope that the Republicans are going to use that in attack ads in every single district that they need to defend or that they need to win. But as I was saying, I would really concentrate and put majority of resources into the Senate because, you know, Ruth Alligator Ginsburg is, you know, 306 years old. She says
she's 92 or 93. She says she's going to stay another five. Come on.
I don't think she can last for five more minutes, let alone five more years.
My guess is that she's going to be caving right after the 2018 election. She's hanging on my one fingernail until after 2018. That's what she's doing.
Yeah, there's no question about it. So she's hanging on because she thinks that, you know, she's going to be the big savior of the left. Well, more than likely, we keep the Senate and grow the Senate. Now she's stuck. So she's going to have to step down, and that's when we're going to get an even more conservative judge than Kavanaugh. But the number one mission right now is to get Kavanaugh confirmed before the election. Absolutely,
right.
Without a doubt, we have got to do it. I don't care what their stall tactics are. I don't care how many documents they ask for. I don't care if they want to see his fourth grade report card. It ain't going to happen. We need to get him confirmed and do it immediately because that's what their plan is. If they win, or if they gain more seats and they make it harder, they're going to try to sink that nomination, and man, would that be a disaster.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's true, isn't it? It really is a very, very touchy situation right now. And the problem is the dialectics to run the government are really not as the constitutional framers designed, that they would be activist judges. And, you know, there's a number of activist judges lately that have done a lot of really crazy things that don't make sense. For example, when they tried to say they're going to add, you know, whether or not somebody is a citizen or not to the census. Excuse me? You mean you want to have a census where you don't let people tell you, if you know, by law they got to tell you, hey, am I a citizen or not? You know, just like, you know, what race are you?
The reason they want to do that is they want to increase the Democrats in Congress. They want to use that as an advantage in order to gerrymander the districts in order to say, well, look, there's more people saying that they're this, this, and this, so therefore there's more people, so therefore we need another seat in Congress or something like that.
Right,
and now
exactly.
They're going after Puerto Rico. They've been going after Puerto Rico for 20, 30 years, but they're going after Puerto Rico, too. They want to bring Puerto Rico into the fold, which would be another disaster. We don't need another failed state like Puerto Rico and have their Congress members become part of the United States and help us fail even more.
Exactly. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. You're only going to hear politically incorrect talk from me, that's for sure.
Well, how about politically logical talk? How's that?
Politically logical.
You know, I call it uncommon sense, because if common sense was common, we wouldn't be having the left or even Rhino Republicans. We'd have people who'd be America and Americans first. And then the world first. I mean, the idea that if we don't stabilize America, the whole world's in danger, isn't it?
It truly is, yeah. If America's not on solid ground, solid footing, financially and morally, then the rest of the world could turn into 3,000 years of darkness. I mean, let's face it, if America's weak, the rest of the world is weak. If America's strong, then the rest of the world at least has a chance at being strong. You know, and it's these disgusting, vile organizations like Right Wing Watch. These people hate this country. If they could, they would take a torch to the White House and celebrate as people were coming out of it burning on fire. This is how sick and twisted an organization like Right Wing Watch is.
Yeah, no, it's pretty, pretty. And, of course, they have you on the bad list, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they're cowards because they won't promise you to be.
Right. Back in a moment with Josh Bernstein. Again, visit him over at patreon.com /Josh Bernstein is his website. Halfway through the 3-hour program, we're going to have Debra Tavares' major special about Redding and the fires in Northern California. Josh, you've got some really interesting stuff to say about this straw ban. I don't know what it is, so you're going to give me shock value as well as all the people listening. Go ahead.
All right. The plastic idiots of Santa Barbara, California, have decided to pass an ordinance in their town that forbids waiters and waitresses from serving straws, plastic stirrers, or plastic cutlery such as knives, forks, and spoons at any establishment that serves food, any bar, restaurant, eatery, what have you. Doesn't matter what it is. If you're a patron and you're sitting down having a meal and you ask for a straw, and that waiter or waitress gives you a straw, the first offense, they would be written up, literally written up. And the second offense, not only will they be fired, but they could be fined as much as $1,000 fine and six months in prison for giving out a straw.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Right. This is a law that has been passed. And these morons in Santa Barbara are, I don't even know, I guess they're saying it's because of the environment. Meanwhile, this is the same state that gives out plastic free needles to heroin addicts. 4.5 million a year is the expected amount of free needles that will be given out. What do you think these heroin addicts are going to do once they shoot up? They're going to throw the needles probably on the floor. This is the same state that allows for defecation and urination to be done in the city streets without any repercussion. That's why I call San Francisco San Francisco. It's absolutely disgusting and abhorrent. And now you have a situation where you can't even get a straw at the table at a restaurant. The left is insane. You've got water rationing, 55 gallons a day. For water rationing?
When does that start? I think it's, 2 years?
It's going to start. I thought it was going to start in January 2019, if I wasn't mistaken. But you know, there's going to be an exodus of good people from California, and they're going to go into states like Arizona and Nevada and, I don't know, maybe even Montana and some other states that are at least, you know, have a resemblance of conservatism, and they're going to mess it all up. Basically, because they're going to take their California values and their ways of being, and they're going to bring it to other states. I see that happening in Arizona. I see that happening in Nevada. If you look at Nevada and New Mexico are basically, you know, blue for that matter. Now Texas is turning blue because these California morons are moving in left and right. Because even they're trying to escape the insanity of the California people.
Well, what I find hard to understand is when they move away from the insanity that's caused by these crazy California Democrats, I call it dumb and crappy, they take their crazy values with them and try to impose them on the people where they come to a conservative state that they like. I mean, it's like they like the state because it doesn't have this foolishness, and then they try to change it into something that was a nightmare they left.
Exactly. It's almost like people coming in from Guatemala and Honduras and Nicaragua and Mexico and El Salvador.
Right.
What do? The same thing. They come here and they vote for Democrats. Well, guess what? Democrats are going to give you the exact same type of government that you just left. A corrupt, violent, vile government. So why not vote for something completely different if you're going to come here?
Let me throw a theory out. I want to see how you respond to this. you wonder, why would the Democrats do this? You know, you got to assume that they're just either insane or stupid, but maybe they're actually clever. Maybe they plan for making society so vile that you have to have autonomous robots and drones everywhere. Maybe they want to justify the situation where chaos is so great, they can then justify a total police state with cybernetic robots with autonomous kill reflexes and drones everywhere. Maybe that's their game.
Well, look, I mean, it's possible, but I think it's more than this. I think that Obama let in a lot of these MS-13 gang members and other folks from these different countries in Central America in order to take over not just the Democrat Party.
Yeah, but it's
these towns and cities and municipalities and areas.
It's to deconstruct America. It's to make it a post-colonial country. Exactly. It's to say, no, I don't want America to be a leader in the world anymore. I want it to be a post-world country.
Yeah, they want it to be a third world country. They are so afraid of American exceptionalism. They're so put off by the fact that we are the leader of the free world that they want to see us not be the leader of the free world. They want to see us downtrodden and depressed and bankrupt and everything else.
I have a new term for you. I call it the grovel index. They want to increase our grovel index.
Yeah, exactly. They want to make the Jimmy Carter one look like the greatest economy in the world. They want to make it 50,000 times worse.
Yeah. And then they want to offer everything free, which if you look at Medicare, I mean, and by the way, Medicare and government health care, socialized health care, is not only expensive, it's useless and stupid. I know, having worked in the system, I can tell you, when you have pundits in Health and Human Services or Canadian health care or British health care telling you how to practice, it's the least common denominator. You have procedures, you have costs, you never actually fix people, you wait until they're catastrophic, then you don't have a shortage of services or treatment or intensive care unit or even equipment, so you have play what's called ICU roulette. If you're over a certain age or you're the oldest people of five that need to have a ventilator or something, you don't get it, you die. How's that? That's a fact.
Well, look, I think there's a lot of things that can be done. I think what we got to worry about more than anything else is these, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, is humanoids, which, you know, people might hear that and think, you know, we're crazy, but the reality is that a lot of these robots and robotic, you know, beings or whatever are being intertwined, and you can see it even in Europe, where they literally have put prostitutes out of business. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's true. There are, you know, areas in Europe that have opened up brothels that are literally just robots.
Well, if you looked at the majority of the Democratic Party, the vast majority of them are female. Unfortunately, many of the policies, including abortion, that the females are pushing will actually make females in our culture irrelevant in the future.
Yeah, I mean,
biologically irrelevant. They won't be reproductive because it'll be done in laboratories. They won't have rights to do this and that because biologically, unless they're converted to be male with hormones and so on, they won't be able to compete. That's why when males are transgender and then go compete in female sports, they always beat all the females. That's the facts.
Well, yeah, because biologically they are male, for that
right.
matter. And
exactly.
So they're stronger, they're physical being, their bone structure is more dense, you know, all of those other things. But
well, the fact is women are nurturers. They're naturally good by their nature unless they're perverted, like we talked with my son last Wednesday. Men are naturally aggressive and naturally dominant, especially when their teen years are way out of control until they mature in their mid-20s. And when men are supposed to be the covering and protective and the non-emotional, logical leaders, so men are naturally leaders, protectors, and women are naturally nurturers and the glue that holds families and society together. When women get out of that step, instead of just stopping a pregnancy by, say, a valve or some technique that's very simple, and deciding to do abortion, what it does is eventually makes women irrelevant, especially when you now have cyborg prostitutes. What do you think is going to happen next? They're now saying that the millennials and now Generation Z would prefer half and half to have a cyborg lover rather than a real person. What do you think is going to happen? It's called the Darwin effect. They'll be taken out of the gene pool. How's that?
Well, I think that liberal policies, that's certainly
Yeah, can't hear you really well with that commercial coming in on your own Skype, but we'll hear you say it again, Josh, in just a minute when we come back. Things I want to pop in is we're now using oneway.com, so log on to oneway.com. We actually have a social media site there. We're going to be posting over shows or shortly over there, but also because it's a conservative, it's not going to be knocked off like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc. And these, by the way, these institutions of Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Google, they're tuned to lose about a third of their value because they're basically just arms of the deep state. And the people are getting wise to it and getting sick of it. They don't want to be spied on or controlled by the deep state. I call it the cyber state or the matrix state. And that's what's coming, believe it or not. People say, and it doesn't, by the way, matter if it's left or right. You know, the most noxious side of it looks left. But to be honest with you, there's a right side to this that's also very bad, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, what we were talking about earlier was the fact that, you know, these new wars that could be fought in the future, whether they're with Iran or North Korea or what have you, if they blow up and become a huge global conflict, we're going to see that the majority of the fighting is going to be done with unmanned aircraft, as it is now. We see how many drones are in our military and how often we use these in bombing missions, okay? But hang on. What about the fact that the movie from 1992, Universal Soldier, could be something that we could see in the future? And these are basically killing machines. These are trained robotic warriors that, you know, are trained to destroy anything that they're programmed to destroy. So I want to think that that's so far-fetched and it's just in the movies and everything else at the rate that we are advancing technologically.
Well, that's why two weeks ago, almost all the tech companies in Silicon Valley voted that they're going to not support that, but I don't buy it for a second. I know about DARPA experiments that they tried to get me involved with in 1978 at UCLA. I don't buy it for a second. There's other countries, South Korea, Japan, China, basically any advanced country, Germany, getting set up to do advanced autonomous kill robots and fighting drones. And if you don't think this is coming, not decades away, but years. We're talking about 3 to 5 years max before these things will be on the battlefield. The battlefield won't be human flesh anymore.
Frame would be, I would think it would be at least, you know, 10 to 20 years, but
no,
I don't know. It's hard to say.
No, it's not hard to say for me because I got classified access. They've been working on this so damn long and pouring in so much money. I know about a project in South Korea, this is 2 years ago, where they built an autonomous killer robot that could be operated remotely by a person inside it, and the thing is about like 35 feet tall. It's one of the most advanced in the world, is one made in Seoul, South Korea. So I got lots of access to really classified stuff, and I can tell you, they got stuff for 30 years or so that you don't think we're going to have for 20 years. They've had it for 30 years.
Well, whether or not they would be widespread and operational in a military
context. That's a different. You're right, because these are expensive. These are not going to be cheap. I mean, when you make one of these autonomous killer robots, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars per robot, right?
But imagine if a military had, I don't know, 10 of them. And those 10 were, you know, instead of ground troops, those 10 were unleashed on whatever country it was. Could be pretty damaging pretty quick.
I mean, each one of those would be equivalent to 10,000 or 100,000 warriors.
Yeah.
Especially if they're linked to, you know, drones firing weapons and Stinger missiles and all kinds of killer lasers and everything. Those 10 robots, it could be in what's called a battlefield matrix, so they're cross-communicating like a swarm as they come across the battlefield. They're not just individuals. They're a swarm of robot warriors linked to other weapon systems and even satellite-based or aircraft-based weapons ordnances that they can fire.
Yeah, right? And that's the dangerous part, because, again, you know, this technology in the hands of the wrong person could really, really do a lot of damage. And I think that there are some, not all, but there are some in Silicon Valley that understand the threat of robots. Look, I'm no big fan of Elon Musk. I've come out against him. I wrote an article in the Daily Wire against him. But at least he understands that the threat of robotic weaponry is real. And he's done certain things to try to fight.
But what he's doing on one hand, on the other hand, he wants to put 5G network up with 12,000 low-Earth orbit satellites.
He wants to put his moon.
Yeah, and they don't want to just put these for 5G networks so they can have skyways where they have autonomous aircraft. You know, the thing is, once the roads become autonomous, that means where you have autonomous drivers that are electronic eye brains, it means regular drivers will be anathema. You won't be allowed to be a regular driver on the freeways, say, 10 years from now. The roads will be totally autonomous. You will not be able to be a controlled driver. You'll be able to get into a vehicle, it'll drive you where you want to go, and you will not be in control of that vehicle. That's the facts.
Well, you know, you've got these, there's ride services, and Uber and things like that, but there's the driverless ones in some cities right now. There was actually a car accident. Someone actually was run over and killed because of one of these cars.
Well, wasn't that in Arizona just a month or two ago?
Yeah, and so what's interesting is that, yes, there are people in the car, but those people that are riding these things, they're not driving these things.
No, they're watching them.
Do you know what I mean? So technology is at the point now where there's somebody in the vehicle, but they're not actually driving it.
They have a clipboard.
It's driving itself, but they're in the car as a backup. Well, what happens if once they perfect this, as you just mentioned, and years from now, a couple of years, 4, 5, 10, whatever it might be, probably less than 10, certainly, now all of a sudden you have these people driving around with nobody in the car, and it's just these, you know, driverless cars all over the road.
And by the way, it won't just be on the road. It'll be autonomous delivery, like Amazon is already testing this up in Washington State, deliver things by these little drones. It'll be autonomous taxis where they'll fly and land in your front porch. You sit in it, there's no driver, and it takes you to your destination. And you won't be able to override the system, even though it looks like you're going to crash. And there can be thousands of these in the air. And there's a misstep in terms of what we call the skyway. You can have thousands of these so-called driverless air vehicles literally crash and kill thousands of people.
I agree that the goal of transportation in the future is to not have four wheels on the ground. I do agree with that. And, you know, this isn't kook science. This isn't being far-fetched in our thought process or being conspiracy people. We just understand that this is the reality of where things are going. Robotic wars, flying cars, driverless, you know, weaponry. I mean, this is just where it's going.
Well, the other thing is that people like there are institutions right here in San Diego County that are working to hack the alphabet of human cortical thought. And if they can actually figure out the cortical alphabet, they'll hack into your consciousness bidirectionally, like the movie Jumanji that came out last fall and again this spring. And what we have to understand is that's where the globalists want to go. They don't just want to be able to put a commercial on your iPhone or your computer about something you've been searching the last few days so that they can try to sell you. They want to know the very nature of your thoughts so they can control those too. So if people think, well, they can't hack consciousness, I said, if you think that these idiots are going to pour in trillions, not billions of dollars, to be able to hack into human consciousness, you're delusional. And for whoever gets there first to see what I call the AI system of total artificial intelligence in the matrix, they will have the more powerful weapon than nuclear weapons, biological chemical weapons, or the largest banks on Earth. Because the thing of the future won't be just data, it'll be cortical data in your head. That's what they'll want. They'll want total access to all cortical data.
Yeah, I mean, look, I, you know, we had that movie, again, it was a movie, but it was called The Minority Report, where they could, you know, read what thoughts were happening before a crime was going to happen. They were arresting people. It's a weird kind of movie with Tom Cruise.
Well, it's part of predictive programming that the Masons do. They actually write these movies, even the books like, you know, 1984 or The Time Machine. These are written as predictive program by the high-level Masons because this is where they want to take us.
Yeah, look, I understand that. And as I said, you know, I try to be based in reality. The reality is I believe that in the future, you know, the transportation's goal is not to be on the ground. It's to be in the air. And, you know, obviously we see air travel now, you know. I mean, the majority of people are moving across the country not by car. They're moving across the country and to different countries by air. So who's to say that that couldn't become an everyday traveling type of situation? The only difference is that, you know, that would mean that everyone would be flying.
Amazing discussion today, Josh, as always. Again, open your eyes, people. This is not a rehearsal. This is the big show. And we are months and years away from major changes that you don't anticipate unless you're listening to programs like Josh's and this program here. You better be prepared for a future that's much different, darker, and stranger than you can imagine. But it's coming quickly at us. And if you're not prepared in every way to deal with the disasters and the craziness of the left and the right, you're going to be in shock. Food shortages, water shortages, total control of the airways and skyways and highways.
And no more cybernetics.
Yeah, and more hacking into your cortex. If they can get your kids first playing video games, they'll try to get you next. No more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.